Hello, this is Meenu Marial, and welcome to the second clearing on the flow of health, flow of well-being, flow of the perfect wellness for you. So as before, just know that if you are hearing this session, all of the Ascended Masters that are presenting themselves to work with us at this session are present. The energy and the power that they bring, that they infuse into the clearing and into the realignment and the reattunement continues to exist as you listen to it. And as a reminder, just listen to it as if it is a meditation. I will be having my eyes closed for most of the session, and I invite you to do the same. So for those of you who are present here, we will start the session, first of all, with getting into alignment the three brains that we have working within us. We have the mind brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain. And in one of the clearing sessions, I will go into that in more detail. But for now, if we just get comfortable go into the 9, 4, 6 breaths. So breathe in to the count of 9, hold to the count of 4, breathe out to the count of 6. And do that for 10, do that 10 times. And as you are doing it, I'm infusing that breath with love, kindness, and compassion. And I will be sharing which Ascended Masters and Celestial Beings are presenting themselves to work with us on this second session. I'm being asked to say the sessions can be done in any order, except that the first and the last to be done as the first and the last session. So here we go. Keep going with your breaths. Breathe into the count of 9, hold to the count of 4, breathe out to the count of 6. All of the Ascended Masters and Celestial Beings that were present with us when we created the foundation session are still very present here today. And in particular, the mandala that we had of in the four directions with the four archangels and ascended masters and the four goddesses is very much active and present. So in that we have Archangel Michael, we have Kuthumi, Ascended Master Kuthumi, we have Lord Shiva, and we have Lord Ganesha. We have Goddess Lakshmi, Goddess Saraswati, Goddess Durga. So Saraswati is an addition. She has appeared to be with us in this particular session. We have Goddess Durga, we have Goddess Lakshmi, we have Goddess Pele, and we have Goddess Kuan Yin. All of these were explained in the first session. In addition, like I said, we have the presence of Goddess Lakshmi. We have the presence of Saint Germain in this particular session. We have the presence of the violet light. I call it the violet light. A magenta, fluorescent magenta light, the blue light, the green light, and a very strong presence of the orange light here with us. We are bathed in a bubble of a beautiful golden yellow light, which is emanating from the core of the earth as well as from our central sun. So allow yourself to just breathe in and out the power and the energy of these colors, as well as the power and energy of these lights. In this particular session, we are focusing our attention on the solar plexus. What I'm being shown is that every organ in our body has its innate vibrational frequency. As an organ part that was formed by the Creator, And it is with that innate vibrational frequency that that organ is provided into our physical body temple. So we are now looking at the organ of the solar plexus. The solar plexus, as an organ, its innate vibrational frequency, as gifted to us by the Creator, is the vibrational frequency of returning to our center. And our center is the essence of our soul and the underlying mission that is brought into this life as we step in to take birth in the human form. So returning to our center is really literally like returning to the essence of our soul and remaining connected to what our mission is in this lifetime. And what that does is, with that connection, it literally lifts us above anything that might be holding us back, anything that might be holding us down. So it's as if it gives us a purpose beyond the mundaneness of day-to-day living. It gives us something to go for. It opens us to the power and the strength that we are born with as we take birth on this planet. That's what that does. And that is the originating vibration and the originating intent of the solar plexus. That is what it is here to do. And what occurs through various life experiences, through various situations that happen, the solar plexus starts to protect our essence, the essence of our soul. It keeps protected the mission of our soul in this lifetime. And layers start to form, which gets us disconnected, and fear starts to set in. And the fear isn't the fear of the circumstance or the fear of the incident or the fear of the person or fear of the unknown. The fear is the fear of getting too far disconnected. That is really the ultimate fear that is held in the solar plexus. We don't necessarily know that that is what it is, and hence we attribute it to external circumstances, external situations, external people, or external descriptions of things like the unknown. So with that understanding, what we are going to be doing today is reconnecting, reawakening, reactivating the remembrance within our body, within our remembrance faculties and channels that exist, the role of the solar plexus and what is it is here to do. And we are opening the doors, opening the gates for ourselves to get reconnected to the essence of our soul, to what we are here to do. The combination of the two is really powerful. Once you get connected to what you're here to do and cause and make happen, each one of us, regardless of what our social status is, regardless of what our standing is in society, each one of us, the richest and the poorest, the most enlightened and the most disconnected, everyone has a unique purpose. And that unique purpose that they're here to realize is the perfect reflection of the gifts and talents that they have amassed through the various journeys of their soul. So we are opening up that reconnection. And as that reconnection is being opened up within us, you will start to feel an easing in the midriff part of your body. You may feel like you want to like rest back. You may feel again a further relaxation of your shoulders, as if your shoulders are just like really slotting back into place. You will feel a little bit of restructuring of your hips as well. Some of you are sensitive to these feelings. Others, for others it is occurring. And this is like even a finer set of restructuring, even finer than what Pilates does. It's a very fine amount, levels of alignment. Solar plexus is a very delicate and yet a very strong organ of our body. It has a direct impact on the workings of the small and large intestine, the effectiveness of our digestive system, and is very closely connected to the power of our spleen. I want to reiterate, as I've done before, that I'm not a medical practitioner, and I share freely the gifts of what is coming through me, gifts of what I have been able to use and apply in my own life, and many, many, many people around the world have also benefited and experienced the benefits of this. If you have any form of skepticism, I understand and respect that, because I had the same not so long ago. And as I was experiencing all of this that was occurring to me and within me, and I was experiencing the benefits of it, I stopped questioning and I allowed myself to receive the blessings. It is a gift to be in this space. So it's as if a number of connectors, you know, if you can just imagine, very large computer, the body computer, with all of these different connections, and there's a big panel, series of panels that have become damaged and fused and not working that effectively. We are literally going in, and that is what is being repaired, and new fuses being input into it so that the connections can be reestablished. And whilst that is being done, what is also being operated upon, what is being operated upon are, it's as if boreholes, you know, like even there's water or there's oil, there are boreholes that are made to, you know, get the water or the oil out. It's as if those boreholes are actually being made in the denseness of energy blocks, that there are certain dense areas in our physical body as well as in our field where there are energetic blocks that keep the fear in place. So those energetic blocks are now being, you know, like literally boreholed, so that the pressure valve is removed and the energies can then be dissipated and released. And what that will do is it will allow the solar plexus to just slot back into its perfect place. And as it does that, it has a huge impact. When the solar plexus gets ridden with the vibration of fear or anxiety, causes a huge amount of stress, what it also does is it has a direct impact on our nervous system, and we start experiencing nerve pains in different parts of our body. And to counterbalance that, we start shifting our posture. And that creates a skeletal structural issue within us. What it also does is it moves the intestine about in such a way that we might either experience diarrhea or constipation or a leaky bowel syndrome. And I know there are many, many other reasons that are given by traditional medical practitioners about it. I completely honor those. This is also an impact that I have found that occurs with the solar plexus displacement. So what is occurring right now is the solar plexus with these boreholes or the pressure valve releases of these dense energy blockages in our bodies and in our fields. As that is being released, the solar plexus is just literally just slotting into place. And as it's slotting into place, the nervous tension is being released, and you will feel it in different parts of your body. It may feel like tingle, it may feel like a lightning strike, it may feel like an actual crackling of your bones and stuff as they fall into place. So just know that that is occurring. It's a direct result of the solar plexus. The most important thing that is occurring is the release of the energy, the dense energy blocks that hold the vibration of fear. It affects the solar plexus directly, and it also has a debilitating effect in a whole number of other areas. Depletes vitality in a big way, and it hampers, diminishes the functionality of the spleen. Just allow the solar plexus to come to its rightful place. It's literally coming home. Has a very, very direct effect on our immune system. And now I'm going to go into the spleen. The solar plexus work is still occurring because the solar plexus has slotted into place, and all of the other recalibrations that are necessary are happening as we speak. And I'm being connected to the spleen right now. The innate vibration of the spleen. I often say we are all magnificent beings in human disguise, and it is a human disguise that gets fractured. And it's time for us to embrace the fractured human disguise of ourselves as well as of anyone else and dive into our own magnificence, and that brings forth the magnificence of the other. When it comes to organs, I invite you to consider each organ as another person. And through how we have chosen to conduct our life, through the environmental pollutions and other pollutants that may exist in terms of how we carry on with our lifestyle, you know, different organs have veered away from what their originating magnificence is. So what we are doing now is, in getting the organ to return to its originating state, we are diving into the magnificence of the organ. This is the magnificence that it was gifted when it was chosen to be a part of this human body structure by the Creator. So we are now going into, well, what was the originating intent of the spleen? The spleen, if you can just imagine, the vision that I'm being shown right now is it's a wine-colored round blob, really beautiful, very clear round blob. It may not necessarily be the way the spleen actually looks, but that's how it is showing up to me as I tune into its magnificence. It is absolutely perfectly formed, plump, wine color, translucent blob. It's almost like a crystal ball. And the spleen is the repository of cosmic wisdom that we are born with. This is the cosmic wisdom that we have amassed throughout our life. And the spleen is the repository of this cosmic wisdom. So when you are perfectly connected to the spleen, in its true magnificence, you are plugged into the entire wisdom of the cosmos that is within you. And it is within each one of us. It's only a matter of tapping into it and connecting to it. The spleen is eternally happy. That is its innate vibration, a vibration of happiness. So when you choose to be unhappy, the spleen's originating vibration is compromised. And when that is compromised, its connection to what its innate magnificence is becomes diminished too. And when that gets diminished, you are not as connected, or there is greater ignorance, less connection to the wisdom of the cosmos. And the impact, the behavioral impact of that is one of either wanting to control excessively what is occurring for you, or completely giving up control. Like relinquishing complete control and allowing yourself to become what is sometimes termed as a doormat, a victim of circumstances. So what we are doing right now is taking the spleen back to its originating intention as chosen by the Creator. And in doing so, we are reawakening the spleen in its originating magnificence. It is now the crystal ball that you can dive into. It is now the crystal ball that you can delegate to, that you can even authorize the transformation of different health elements and conditions that are often termed as autoimmune disorders. I'm not a medical practitioner. I'm sharing generously how I have worked with this powerful organ, the spleen, as the crystal ball that holds the wisdom of the cosmos within me. The key to unblock and unlock the spleen's magnificence and its power that emerges from the spleen being in its magnificence is happiness. And happiness is a decision you make. When you make the decision to be happy, you flick the switch on and you switch on your spleen, and it gets activated in its originating state. We are doing that right now. Activating the spleen, getting it to its originating state. If you have any thoughts, just put it into the thought basket that is there right next to you. That basket gets cleared at the end of every clearing. If you have any questions, they too are thoughts disguised as questions. I invite you to just put them in the thought basket. Very welcome to receive questions by email that can be responded to. There's a stretching that is currently being applied. It's a stretching internally of our digestive system. There's a with the gravity, it starts to collapse. Now that the solar plexus is in place, these sort of things are done very, very gently, and it's really important for the solar plexus to be in place. Otherwise, it causes even greater discomfort for certain functions and certain systems that our body tends to rely on. Now that we have the solar plexus in place, you will feel like a stretching, an internal stretching of your digestive system. It's beautiful. Invite you to go into your 9, 4, 6 breaths, a set of 10 again, please. Breathe into the count of 9, hold to the count of 4, breathe out to the count of 6. A set of 10, please. This is allowing the stretching, internal stretching to take place. And the internal stretching, as that starts to get to a particular level, then the spinal and the structural stretching is also occurring internally. This is an energetic stretch that hasn't been done. It has actually never been done up to now, at least in the beings that I'm connecting with. For whom this internal stretching has been done, it's being fine-tuned. So everybody is benefiting from this. It's a very important effect on the adrenals, as well as the kidneys, this internal stretching of the whole digestive tract and all the ancillary organs that are close to it, so that they all get back into their rightful place. If you need to burp, if you need to cough, if you need anything else to be released from your body, just feel free to allow for that to occur naturally. Don't hold anything up, don't hold anything back. If you're required to go to the bathroom, please do so. If you're required to drink some water, please do so. Have it be water, as opposed to juice at this point in this work. Now, as the spleen is returning to its originating state, there are some autoimmune malfunctions that got set off, which affected cultures, which affected the human form in many ways. And whatever effects they had, the malfunctions were basically depleting us of our life force, depleting us of lack of clarity, depleting us of the auto cleaning that our sensory organs are designed to do. They're designed to automatically clean themselves. It needed the solar plexus and the spleen to be in perfect harmony and in their originating magnificence for the auto clean abilities of our sensory organs to be activated, to be enhanced, to be fine-tuned. And that is what is occurring right now. So you may feel work occurring in your eyes, in your ears, your tongue. So if it's being, it's achieving a, it's receiving an internal cleanse. Your skin. And your nose. And all of the smell ducts, the glands that affect that. All of that is being cleaned. As a part of the cleaning up that is occurring of your sensory organs, so the sensory organs, we are not going to go through the sensory organs today, but we are just cleaning them up today. They are returning to their originating magnificence, your sensory organs. And as they do that, you may find some tears dropping down. You may find the need to blow your nose. You may find an excessive buildup of saliva in your mouth. All of that is fine. All of that is fine. It's all a part of the course, part of this cleaning up. What is being cleaned up enables each of the sensory organs to return to its originating magnificence of being the self-cleaning mechanics of our body. The diminished capacity of our sensory organs to clean themselves and allow that self-cleaning vibration to be humming along nicely in our body has an effect on our ability to get, you know, to have infections or to get affected by other debilitating physical conditions. So the sensory organs are being given that power again, and as that is occurring, a remembrance is being set up into your body. So your body and the cells within it reconnect to the remembrance of self-healing. And that remembrance is going to enable you to have a sense of trust, where you can trust your hearing, you can trust your vision, you can trust your touch and feelings, you can trust the taste, the genuineness of the taste. You can trust the fragrance, the smells that you are presented with, what they are truly about, what is the vibration that is being set in motion with the fragrance, for example. And if there was a flush equivalent, the flush tank equivalent, we are now just in subject to a massive flushing in of a powerful combination of golden yellow, fluorescent purple, fluorescent green, fluorescent orange light. And we are in this beautiful bubble of this golden yellow healing light that is holding us together. We talked about the immune system. We talked about the spleen being your crystal ball that holds the wisdom of the cosmos. It holds the wisdom of the cosmos that can serve you in a whole variety of ways. And yes, in the context of your physical body, the spleen plays an important role in the production of red blood cells. And it plays a very important role, a pivotal role in the context of your immune system. So, however, it is a crystal ball that holds the wisdom of the cosmos. So you can dive into your spleen for anything that you are seeking a cosmic answer for. So do learn to work with the spleen in that way. It's your personal crystal ball, your personal Mystic Meg equivalent, your personal Minu Mariel equivalent that tells you in the perfect attunement and flow and rhythm of your own vibrations, it tells you what's here and now. As well as an indication of what's coming about. At this point, some of you may be feeling a lot of tension in your neck. It's just the realignment work that got started. So you can just turn your neck just like I did and allow for that to be released. And if it doesn't, it still feels heavy, then bend forward, touching your chin to your chest. And as you do that, just breathe in to the count of 9, hold to the count of 4, breathe out to the count of 6. Allow yourself to just sink into your bed, sink into the sofa, just really dive deep in within yourself. It's like being in a beautiful Zen meditation zone. You're being showered by these amazing light. Just take 5 deep and regular breaths. And at the end of the 5th one, the work that we've done, by the way, I'll come back to after the 5th breath in a minute. The work that we've done is very, very deep and very powerful. Allow yourself to have lots of water, lots of divine rest. Remember, you've connected to your own crystal ball. You'll be shown many things in your dream states. You may go into deep, 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 deep sleep that again you've not experienced in the past. Feel free to have a lie in. Feel free to have a lie down for at least the next half an hour or so. After this session, Just rub your palms against each other in front of your heart. And this time we are actually going to go into, this hand is going to go at the back of your head, just over here. And this hand, the right hand, is going to go over your heart. You're just doing that connection to the cosmos. Now take your hands, you put them over your eyes. You open your eyes in them. Just feel your face. Allow the temples to receive a little bit of pressure. Go down your gums, your jawbone. Go down to the center of your throat. Towards your heart, and then do an energy. Release. Thank you.